When I brought my little granddaughter home, 4 years of age now, from the hospital, the doctors told me when we left, said we had to put a plug in her tummy with a plug in it. You'll have to feed her directly into her stomach because the little valve in her throat don't work. It was damaged in the accident, and we checked it, and it does not work, so you can't give her anything by mouth. If you do, it's going to run directly into her lungs and kill her. Well, with that scripture right there, verse 24, what does it say I can ask for? Hey, he given no limitations, did he? So I come home and take that verse. I said, okay, Lord. Of course, I'd plug her in, you know, and I'd feed her and at least three times a day. I had to do that. Put that little pump on her, you know, pump food into directly into her stomach, a liquid diet. And I said, Lord, therefore I say unto you what things soever you desire. Well, Lord, I desire that the valve work in my granddaughter's throat. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So I would pray. And I'd praise him and thank him. And they said, bring her back in 2 months and we'll check the valve to see if it works. Well, I mean, I prayed. I took Mark 11:24, and I know it's going to work. There ain't a doubt in my heart it's going to work. I prayed and believed God. And I take her back 2 months later and they check it and they say, it don't work. I said, what? That's impossible. You got to check it again. No, I'm sorry, sir. It does not work. I come back home and I look at that again. And I repent of all sin, known and unknown, and I pray again. And then I praise him and worship him for 2 months and take her back again. And it don't work. I do this for 10 months, every 2 months for 10 months. At the 10th month, I said, okay, God. I don't know where I've messed up, but that book right there says, what things soever you desire. I desire that valve in my granddaughter's throat work in the name of Jesus. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Is that a guarantee from God? Now then, what do you see that I was doing wrong? I wasn't believing. Somebody says, you're not believing? No. When did he say I'm supposed to believe? When? When I pray. I read that verse over and over and over for the next 2 weeks. No telling how many times. Unlimited. I was in that book. I was reading. I said, God, your word, there's something I'm missing in that verse right there that I'm not doing right. I've got to know what it is because I do not want to feed my granddaughter. At the 10th month when I took her back, the doctor said, well, it's been 10 months now. The valve's not changed a bit. It ain't never going to work. I said, I do not receive that negative curse. See, that's the thing. Did the Lord say in Mark 11:23, whatever we say with our mouth, if we believe it, we can have it? Well, I don't want that valve to not work. I want that valve to work. Is that what we want? Yeah. That's right. And so I said, Lord, there's something I've missed in that verse. You're going to have to show me what I have missed. And then he revealed to me. I said, when you pray, you believe. Not 2 months later when you take her back for the doctor to tell you it's working. I said, when you pray, believe you have received, and you shall have it. Is that what he said? Amen. Okay, now you talk about putting granddaddy to the test. This was the only grandchild I had, and the mother that bore this little child got killed in that car wreck. And so she's not here with me now. And I don't have her no more. And so now then, I'm going to pray that prayer of faith one more time, repent of my sins of unbelief, and then I'm going to believe the valve's working. So if the valve's working, if I believe I prayed and I believe it's working, what would be the next thing to do? Feed her. Is that going to put grandma to the test? Yeah. Yes, it put granddaddy to the test too, let me tell you for sure. So I pray, I ask God to forgive me, I stand on that promise. I said, Lord, thank you, the valve's working this morning. It's done. I walked over to her house, her daddy, Toby. I said, Toby, you got anything for Caitlin to eat? He said, what do you mean? I said, what do you got? He said, well, I've got some applesauce and some orange juice. I said, well, feed her. He said, Thurman, we just come back from the doctor 2 weeks ago and he said that valve don't work. You know if you feed her, it's going to kill her. I said, no, it didn't work 2 weeks ago. It didn't work earlier this morning, but it works now, I guarantee, because God's word says it works. I said, I prayed and I believe, and now then that valve's working. I said, it's time. Did it say that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe and you shall receive them? Is that what he said? Is this going to take real faith now? As a grandmother or a mother, you understand what I'm talking about now, don't you? But you're going to have it. That's a wrong confession. I'm going to have it, Lord. I'm going to have it in the name of Jesus. If it's available to me, it's not only available to me, it's available to you. Is that right? And your confession. Yes, your confession needs to be, I am a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, and His promises are for me. I didn't see anywhere in there where He said these promises are for Thurman. Did you? Did you see my name in there? No, I didn't see my name in it. He said, whosoever. Well, I'm a whosoever. Are you a whosoever? Then are these promises for you?
Yes.
Maybe you don't have his faith now, but that's why you're at a healing school. You're going to get them.
Okay.
Right, girl? Is that right, brother?
Amen.
We're going to get this kind of faith. We're going to learn to trust our God. Yes. He's a mighty God.
Yes.
So anyway, I prayed that prayer of faith for Caitlin. And I said, now then, let's feed her. And so Toby got a little bowl of applesauce and he put it there on the table and got a little bottle of orange juice. And I said, Caitlin, honey, come in here. She was back in the bedroom playing with something. She come running in there. I said, sit down right there in that chair, honey, and take that spoon and eat that bowl of applesauce for Granddaddy. 10 months, she hadn't had a bite in her mouth. Not a bite. She takes that little spoon, puts it in there. Eats that whole bowl of applesauce, drinks about half that bottle of orange juice, and jumps down and runs back to play. And she's been eating normal ever since that day. That's when I say, when we find out, do we have the God kind of faith? This will put you to the test, won't it, ma'am? You can do it. Don't ever say, I don't have that kind of faith. Say, if you don't have it, say, I'm going to have it. I'm going to have it. That's right. That, at least that's a good starting point. I'm going to have that kind of faith because I have seen God do these awesome things. My little granddaughter, He put her back together. I mean, and she's been eating. In fact, 6 weeks later, we took her back for the 12-month checkup. The doctor checked the valve. He said, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. He said, last time you was here, that thing wasn't working at all. And I told you, it will never work. You told me it would, but he said, I didn't believe that. But he said, let me tell you, sir, today that little valve's working perfect. You can start feeding her now. I said, I've been feeding her for 6 weeks. That's why it works. He looked at me. He said, you are an idiot. He said, you could have killed your granddaughter. I said, no, sir. I have the Word of God to back me up. I could not have damaged her. I'm standing in total faith on the promises of God's mighty Word. Now then, now what if I'd have said, Lord, I'm praying the prayer of faith here and I'm sure hoping this works. Oh God, please, Lord, show up. If you don't show up, she's going to die. Do you think she would have died? Yeah, she would have. He wouldn't have showed up for that kind of faith. That kind of faith don't move the King's hand. If you want to see Him show up, step out in faith and do something bold as a lion for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. He will show up for you and do great and awesome things. Now then, let's go to verse 25 here. And it says, and when, now look at verse 23 and 24 were two powerful verses, were they not? Look what he says in verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught or anything against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. In other words, when you come to these powerful verses and you're going to stand on these verses, He put right below it to let you know, if you don't forgive, this ain't going to work for you. If you got a grudge against anybody for anything, it ain't no use for you coming to me because I ain't going to answer that prayer. Isn't that awesome? When you stand praying, forgive. You think He meant that, young lady?
Amen.
Yes, He meant that. When you stand praying, forgive. And then look what He says in verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Now, I want you to think about this. This is really something to think about right here when it comes to forgiveness. If that's true, what He just said, and you don't forgive on earth, and God the Father is not going to forgive you in heaven, one day when you die, and you show up at the gates of heaven to see if your name's written in the book of life, and you wouldn't forgive on earth, your name ain't going to be written in the book. Because if the Lord does not forgive you, did He say He wouldn't forgive you? If you don't forgive your brothers, He said, I will not forgive you. Now, do you think He's going to let anything in heaven that's profane or defiled? That's scary, isn't it, young lady? To think about you might think, I'm okay. Yeah, I hate this woman here, and I can't stand that woman over there, and this guy here, and this guy here. I hate all of them. I got a grudge against all of them, but I'm okay. I'm a Christian. I'm washed in the blood. According to the Word, when I get up there, He's going to say, oh, you were Thurman Scrivener. You were the guy that had all those grudges against all those men and women, and you would not forgive them. But Lord, you don't know what they did to me. He said, don't make any of what they did to you. Don't make no difference at all. If you don't forgive them, I ain't going to forgive you. And if you're not forgiven by me, you ain't going to come into my heaven. Would that be scary? Why do you think Jesus told us, now are you beginning to see why He said, Peter, it's important that you forgive them. How many times? 70 times 7. You begin to see the picture now, don't you? It could cost you your eternal soul. And I don't know, do you think Jesus already knew all this? Oh, yeah. He knew. He's the one that wrote the book. He's the one that made the rules. So He knew if you don't forgive, it's going to keep you out of heaven. And does He want you out of heaven? No, that's why He told you, I don't care if this man offends you 490 times in a day. You forgive him 490 times. That kind of makes it a little different now when a man and a woman, when we have a little misunderstanding and we kind of get crossways and won't talk to each other for a few hours because we had one little misunderstanding. That don't kind of fit this category, does it? That's not 490 times, is it? Are y'all beginning to understand the importance of forgiving? How many of you want to walk in divine health the rest of your life? If you don't forgive everybody from your heart, it's impossible. It's impossible. But if you'll forgive everybody from your heart and you'll walk in obedience to this Word, then what's possible? Everything.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Have You Prayed Yet? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.